Utah girls basketball here. Lady Beavers have had a pretty tough schedule of the Christmas break, but they have fought pretty hard here, and they will go to Holcomb on Friday night, take on the Lady Longhorns right before they turn around quickly in 72 hours and go to Sterling to take on Smoky Valley. We got a couple of players on the varsity here tonight, starting off with sophomore Mallory Cup. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks again for joining me here. And you've had a pretty good season so far. Last Thursday, I think it was, you probably didn't know that you were going to be put in the starting lineup. And so you probably had a little time to think about that. What was your initial reaction with everything going on? You're like, oh, I'm starting.
Well, I think I got a two-day heads up, and okay. I think the first thing I said was, do I have to dribble the ball? So that was kind of stressful, but it was okay.
So does it make you nervous dribbling the ball or something?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to dribble it off my toe.
Well, I understand that. So, I hurt your toe that way,
yeah.
Right? All right. But how do you feel like you were very involved in the game on Friday last week? How'd you feel like you played?
I feel like I hustled and, I guess, got rebounds and did my role. It got pretty tiring, and I think that might have been why I cramped up a little bit. But, yeah, I felt like I just did what I was there to do.
You played pretty hard. You guys went toe-to-toe with Hugoton there for a long time. And I know it wasn't a win, but as good as caliber as Hugoton is, did that give you maybe a little bit more confidence and a little bit more belief in yourself?
Oh, yeah. I remember leaving last year's Hugoton game, and I was just felt defeated. And, yeah, it was so much – we lost, but it still felt like a win, honestly, because I felt like we played our hardest.
Absolutely. You guys played tough there. But what did you feel like that maybe your primary role is there this year again?
I would say just playing quality defense and getting rebounds, offensive boards, things like that.
And you head to Holcomb on Friday, and then midseason tournament there on the Monday, there against Smoky Valley. But what are some things maybe Friday that you're looking forward to the most there, and then even the tournament play next week?
I'm excited to start. And this time have a little more confidence, mm-hmm. and maybe try to make a couple points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think that your game has improved upon the most here this year?
I feel like I don't pass it away as much, maybe.
Well, that works. That's
yeah.
good. It's good. I think it's just a year older, a year more experience, right?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, sophomore Mallory Cup joining us here tonight. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, sophomore Mallory Cup, and now it's a senior and making a return here. Tori Ford, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, you've had a pretty good season. You've had that reserve role coming off the bench here this year, and what's that role been like for you? How do you feel like you've been embracing that role?
I think I embrace it well. I know when I get in, I'm supposed to do my job and I'm supposed to get out, you know, give those starters their 30-second break. And then when I'm on the bench, I got to keep the energy up. I got to keep everybody hyped up, keep the momentum going.
You without energy. I don't know if I could ever see that.
Yeah.
But no, but that's just kind of knowing your role there. And I know you've had an increased role, especially the last couple of games there. And talk about maybe your performance the other night against Hugoton.
You know, before the Hugoton game, I knew Amber had hit her head, but I watched that film religiously, so I knew what to do.
Okay.
And I think when I got in, I did my job well, and I passed the ball, and I knew that was my role, was get the ball to the inside and go, you know, hustle back and play some defense.
You're kind of one of those that's a versatile player. You can play inside, play outside.
Yeah.
I guess what are some of the things that you kind of have to adjust depending on the spot you're at?
Oh, if I'm on the inside, I know if there's a 6-foot girl guarding me, I'm not going to shoot the ball.
You're not going to try to draw the foul and get to line?
I don't know. I guess it depends. It depends. No. But I try to usually get the ball to either Brooke or Ella because
yeah.
I know – those girls can score, and
well,
they're confident. So.
That also helps pads the stats for assists,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. All right. What you know, as you move through this senior season, which I think it's got to be going pretty fast for you, what are some goals that you have in mind coming up here?
You know, I don't know if I'm going to set insanely high, crazy goals for myself other than when I get in, do my job. And that's all I want to do is to do my job.
Do your job, like the 1/5 of the team on the
right.
court, right? Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, it's been fun watching you so far, Tori, and thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. It's senior Tori Ford joining us here, and we're going to now talk with Coach Amy Felker. And Coach, it's been about a week since we talked.
I know. It's been a long time.
No, it feels a while. Was it weird kind of having a Tuesday night off for basketball?
It really was. You know, we've got a lot of good practices in, but without that game, you just feel like this week has just kind of been going and going, and we're ready to get back on the court.
I know last week it had to have been tough there Friday. You knew coming into the game that you weren't going to have Amber. And hopefully, you know, she's back soon in the lineup there. But I thought that you had to be pretty happy with how the team fought for really – you guys were very much part of the game for 2.5 to 3 quarters there the other night.
You know, I am really proud of the girls. You know, their effort was there. They never once thought that they couldn't do it without Amber. I know Amber is a key ingredient in our team. But the girls that don't play so much, they really were focused on that Thursday night's practice, and they wanted to do things right. Just like Tori said, when they got in the game, they did their job just spot on perfect. And, you know, I couldn't have asked anything more from those girls and everything they laid on the line for the team. And then the other girls stepped up and really made their role even more important. So I think everybody overall really took a big step up last Friday, and hopefully it just carries on.
With the trio that Hugoton has, that's very well known there, and the way that they play, what are some things maybe you saw from there that you maybe have worked on this week and practiced to improve upon?
You know, we just got to make sure we always have our hands up. There was, you know, a couple times late in the game that our hands were down and they were shooting over our heads. We just got to make sure we always defend every single shot. And we just got to continue to do the same thing and not give them second shot opportunities, that kind of stuff.
So once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Friday night, you go to Holcomb face the Longhorns, and they had a big win last night. And this is a team, they're 4-4 on the year, but, you know, I think that record could be a little bit deceiving because they're starting to catch a little bit of steam now.
You know, they've won their two games right out of Christmas break. And so, you know, they've got the confidence building. They're rolling. So we're going to have to be able to match their effort and their intensity on Friday night. I know the girls are ready to get back on the court. You know, we're just going to have to defend their three-point shooting and just not give them anything easy. You know, offensively, we're just going to really have to push the ball and get up the court and really attack the inside. I think we can really dominate on the inside with Brookinella, and then that will then open up some shots and attack moves from our guards.
And then you have the kind of the quick 72-hour turnaround and face a state-ranked Smoky Valley team on Monday. But I almost kind of look at Friday with what Holcomb has and even with what Monday Smoky Valley has. Remember them from last year. I see a lot of similarities in probably what you would see.
You know, just looking at some game film on Smoky Valley, they've got some big, long girls on the inside, but I really think we match up well with them. You know, last year we competed really strong against them. You know, it was close down to the buzzer. And we've improved so much since last year at Sterling Tournament time. So I'm really ready to get in there, you know, be in the 5 seed. You know, they're not going to look so much at us. And we just lost our last two games. So we're ready to compete. You know, we're going to go out there, and our goal is to get to the winner's side of the bracket and just – show them what Scott City's made of.
You know, I think about that game last year, and when you were talking about it with Smoky Valley, knock on wood, it almost seems like it's a totally different team you guys have from last year.
It is. The girls have really embraced their roles and the team aspect. They understand the offense and the defense so much better. And they have just grown so much as a unit. And, you know, it's just fun to watch them and how much they care and they have each other's back and that kind of stuff. So these girls have made huge steps since a year ago, and you know, they're just going to keep working for the rest of the year too.
Always a fun time of the year as you, of course, have Holcomb on Friday and then go to Sterling next week. Coach Amy Felker joining us here talking Scott City Lady Beaver basketball. Coach, once again, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.